I'm actually very proud of our team. I think we had a great environment today. I'm proud of our fans, too. You know, Lady Bear Nation really came out and supported us today. And I just thought the promotions helped. I thought, you know, how we've been playing helped. But I was just happy to see the place filled up like that, and I hope everybody comes back. But we started off the game, I thought we punched really quickly, and we got up on them. And when they punched back, I thought we, you know, kind of didn't fight back there in the second quarter. But at halftime, we regrouped, and people stepped up, and I thought – you know, we really rallied and came through at the end.
Coach, when you're the home team, how fun is that atmosphere to play in when you have 5,000 plus people here?
It's awesome. And I think we would have had more if it wasn't for the weather. I just think that everybody wants to play at home, and you want to play teams like that at home. In-state rivalry, it brings out the best in both teams, I think. Competitive edge, fans love it. I mean, it was a great environment. I thought our fans were really into it as well, and they helped us. They were kind of our sixth man out there. But you'd rather play those games at home for sure than go on the road.
Ellie, how did it feel for you? I mean, when you hit those back-to-back threes, the place was going pretty wild.
It felt pretty good. I knew this game was going to be an overall fun atmosphere and just a great game for our team to get out and play. We haven't played in what seems like forever. So to come out right off the bat and hit those two threes, I just automatically had so much confidence, and not only myself but my team, because – this was a huge game, and we feed off of the atmosphere that this arena had.
So. Coach, just listening to your postgame over the loudspeaker here, it was obviously pretty important to you guys to make a statement today. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, and I will mention, as I mentioned on the radio, I think that you have to win with class and you have to lose with class too. Didn't really appreciate how their assistant coach was walking through the line and nice shirts and basically trying to degrade us or demean us. At the end of the day, It's a new era, honestly. I want us to believe that we can compete all the time at that level, right? To me, we're a premier team in a mid-major conference. I don't look at us, I don't operate here as a mid-major. You know, I've been to many Power 5 schools, and that's how I run this program, and that's how these kids carry themselves. So at the end of the day, the shirt says Missouri is our state, and that's the message that I've had from day one with them. We're playing an in-state team. It's a rivalry. It's competitive. They beat us last year. It's revenge, and we're gonna come out and play that way. So we won. We prevailed in the end, and so at the end of the day, it is our state.
Emily, how fun was it for you to be able to get a win against Mizzou?
Oh, it was fun. We finally got one after my, fourth year of being here. It was really fun. And there was a lot of people here to see it.
And you and Jasmine just were such a 1-2 punch. Just kind of talk about feeding off of each other.
Jazz is literally one of my best friends in the entire world, her and Bree. And we just encourage each other. If we're down or if we're not playing good, we always tell each other we need to stop playing with them. Because, I mean, nobody can stop either of us. Nobody can stop anybody on our team. And we just feed off of each other. And, yeah.
Because there was that stretch in the third quarter there where you had a 9-0 run, and then they made a little bit of back there, and then another 10-0 run, and Sydney Wilson had three straight buckets. Just always seems like there's somebody new at a crucial time that you don't expect that comes up and steps up big for you.
Yeah, I mean, I told our team, like, you know, despite Mizzou's record, they have talented players on their team. They're not going to just lay down. I don't care if they, you know, had only won three games and we had won eight. They're an SEC team. You know, they had some experienced players on the roster. They got some young kids that are really highly recruited and top 10 kid in the nation. So at the end of the day, I knew that they were going to punch back, even if we punched first or whatever. So I just wanted us to just keep going, you know. So I didn't think we responded really well in the second quarter. And Mizzou kind of went on that run, and they were controlling the game. So at halftime, that was what we talked about. I mean, we had to make a few adjustments, but mainly it was, you know, our defensive intensity, our energy, you know, our loose ball plays, 50-50 plays, 50-50 ball plays, things like that. I didn't think we were rebounding very well. I thought people needed to step up a little bit. But at the end of the day, they have good players. You know, they're a Power 5 team. So to beat any team like that, I think is really – it helps us at the end of the year for our NCAA resume, but it helps us confidence-wise too, just getting ready for conference play.
How does this win stack up with the other wins so far this season?
I mean, every win is great. you want to win. I mean, that's why we play this game. But, you know, when you beat a Power 5 team, a BCS team, I think it's that much sweeter. Because, again, everybody looks at us, oh, they're mid-major. Last year was a fluke or whatever they want to say. I just think that every game we want to prove ourselves. It's not going to be a perfect game. There was a lot of mistakes. Basketball is a game of mistakes, and there was a lot of mistakes in that game. But at the end of the day, I just want us to keep fighting till the last horn, and I want us to, you know, come out on top at the end of the day. But every win helps. You know, you want to get to the NCAA tournament. You want to get a great seed in the tournament and set yourself up for success. So in-state games, in-state rivalries, they're a little bit sweeter, but at the end of the day, a win is a win.
And on top of that, I mean, it's the continuation of this revenge story. You check another box of a team that beat you last year and you prove them again, flip it the other way. Now only the Gonzaga box left to check. What's kind of the mindset?
Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody keeps talking about a revenge tour, but I just, you know, if they beat us last year, yes, it's revenge, right? But I just want us to put ourselves in the best situation to be successful in postseason, you know, and I just want us to have, you know, little victories, small victories that we celebrate along the way. This is one of them. You know, hopefully when we get down to Gonzaga, we get back to being Road Warriors, that'll be another one, you know. So I don't really want to say revenge tour. I just want to say, okay, that's the next opponent. They beat us last year. These are the things that we're going to do to be successful in that game. But I'm just really proud of our team. Honestly, Ellie over here to the left coming off the bench and just being a spark, hitting shots. Emily really showed up in the second half. I challenged her at halftime, and I thought that she came out and she was a beast on both sides of the floor. And we had multiple people step up. I mean, we get two people in one game that have double-doubles. So I'm happy because we hadn't played in 11 days, you know, and that's a long time. There's some rust you got to get off. And I thought we came out and we really competed.
Ellie, you've hit a lot of big three-pointers in your career at Missouri State, I'm sure before that in high school. You know, but on a day like today when we do get just such a large turnout and the building just kind of explodes, is that something you even hear at all? Do you notice it? Does it make it? Yeah, because I just saw you kind of pumped your fist there on that one.
Yeah. I love playing in front of crowds and atmospheres like this. It just, not only me, but the feed, the team feeds off of it, and it just livens everything up. And like I said earlier, when I hit those two threes, like, I knew it was going to be a great game, and I almost hit that half quarter, it seemed like a half quarter, and I don't know.
Big run.
Half shot.
Yes. No, but I love playing on this type of stage, this kind of game.
Question for Ellie and Emily. You guys are 33-4 since December 20th of last season. What's changed? What's different versus the early part of the last season?
I don't know. We've come more together as a group, and we realize that we are really good. We just gotta we know what to do in certain situations. It's not all put together yet, but it's there, mm-hmm. And then we're slowly getting there each game. But once we learn to really put all of our strengths together, we're gonna be unstoppable.
Yeah, like Em said, we're a very special team. And from, you know, the season we had last year, we've grown so much. Whether that's on the court or outside of basketball, we're so close. Like Em was saying, like, some of our best friends are on this team. And doing what you love with the people you love, it's unbelievable. The opportunity we have and doing it with unbelievable individuals it's great. So
it's fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
We're very blessed to be at this university, representing this university and all that it stands for. And the year that we're having, like Em said, we're not playing our best basketball right now. We want to be playing our best basketball come March. And if we keep doing what we're doing, then you'll see that.
Coach, how does it feel for you? I mean, you guys are 9-1, and your players are talking about how they're not playing their best basketball and how one day it'll finally click for them. Based on that record, it's normally most people would say it's already clicking, but clearly they're driving it for a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, because we're not. I mean, there's a lot of things we got to work on. You know, still a lot of season left. We talked about it. I just said that to them in there. Like, we're not playing our best basketball right now, but we're playing good basketball. I mean, we're playing great, you know, but there's a lot of things we need to get better at. And when that all comes together, I think it'll be pretty special. But at the end of the day, We are winning, and we just got to stay humble and hungry. I say that all the time. You know, we can't be satisfied. We can't be on cloud nine that we beat Mizzou, and then we got to go to Gonzaga and we lay an egg out there. No, I mean, we're going to still be on our, you know, grind and practice, and we're going to still be hungry until all we get to March and we get a chance to compete in postseason.
It's huge. It just shows how much together this team is and how far we've come along. And each year is a new season. Mizzou is a completely new team. Granted, we only lost one senior last year. We're a different team. And each year you just got to keep progressing and working for the end in mind. And this team has a lot more to prove.
And like Mox says, last year was not a fluke. It wasn't even close to a fluke. We are Missouri State, and yeah, we're the real deal.
Humble and hungry.
Yeah. I couldn't think of what else to say besides.
Yeah, no, you're good.
yeah.
All right, thank you.